This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. Let's discuss establishing a horse pasture today, something that takes time, patience, and resources. With an eye toward future productivity, look for a relatively flat, fertile area to establish your pasture. Trees are great for shade, but look for any dangerous trees. Chokecherry, box elder, and red maple are a few of the common trees that have plant parts that are poisonous to horses. Pastures that hold lots of water should be avoided, as wet areas are usually home to biting flies, mosquitoes, and poisonous plants. Make sure you plan a pasture that's large enough to handle the grazing system and number of horses you plan to care for. In some parts of the U.S., and depending on the forage type, some pastures can provide enough forage for one horse on just 2 acres during the growing season. Soil type, grazing practices, weather, and many other factors can all affect how many horses a pasture can support. Large pastures can be divided into smaller areas to maximize grazing through rotation. Sacrifice paddocks provide an area to move horses off of the pasture when the forage needs rest. This practice preserves grazing pastures. Sacrifice paddocks should be at least 400 square feet per horse and usually include shelter, water, and space to feed hay. Gates should be placed in the corners that are the closest to the direction that you and your horse will be traveling. Avoid placing them in low areas where water may stand and create mud. Pasture gates should be large enough for equipment, and you should select gates that you can easily open with a single hand, so you can securely hold your horse with the other. Aside from consulting your budget when choosing fencing material, you should study appearance, safety, the installation process, and containment of the fence. The true test of a fence's worth is not when horses are peacefully grazing, but when an excited horse contacts the fence in an attempt to escape or because he never saw it during a playful romp. Horses tend to be large and fast, so they hit the fence harder than most livestock. And horses fight harder than other livestock to free themselves when trapped in a fence. These fences should be highly visible to horses as they are far-sighted and look to the horizon as they scan their environment for danger. Horses need free access to clean and fresh water. Place waterers in areas where filling and cleaning will be easy, and you can get extra bonus points if the waterer can service multiple pastures. Using laneways and gates to provide access to dry lot waterers from the pastures can be an effective approach. Avoid placing waterers under trees where leaves and seeds may become a problem. For more information on selecting pasture sites for horses or other livestock, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.